The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Yes, My Music is back, and the cast is unchanged. So are some of the jokes, no doubt. As before, David Franklin is partnering Frank Muir. Ian Wallace is partnering Dennis Norden. And the first question goes, as always, to David Franklin. David, a mark for the name of the piece, another mark for the composer.
I would say it's by Mr. Gershwin, and it is the Rhapsody in Blue.
I can't fault it. You're
well,
right.
I should
do much.
Think not.
And we move on to a question for Dennis Norden again. The piece and the composer, please, Dennis.
Me of is it's the sort of bit that ice skating champions use for the freestyle exhibitions.
Yes. The slow bit in the middle,
yes,
gets all busy
right, before
again.
They get all whirling round.
Dennis, for half marks, can I give you a sort of a clue and say that I've long thought of writing a piece called Englandia and seeing if it gets rather popular.
Oh, that's a very good clue, yes. It's Finlandia.
By?
Well, there's no Belius like Sibelius. So, Sibelius.
I'm going to take back that half mark. I think half marks. Half a mark out of two is more than enough there, I think. And I owe a favour to the other side, which I shall hear about later, no doubt. Ian Wallace, your turn.
Mozart.
Yes.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Being a little bit of night music.
Yes, yes. One small night. Yes, that's right. Second movement, to be precise, but I didn't ask you that. 1 + 1 = 2 marks. Thank you, Ian. And some music for Frank Muir to identify. Frank, we even had some singing voices to help you along there.
It's not Finkel's cat. I've only seen three operas, and one of them is Prince Igor. I don't remember them dancing to this.
Well, put a half a crown on there.
Right, Prince Igor. Dance
no.
By...
No, I know
Sibelius.
Not... They're getting a trifle confused. You're wrong on just about every conceivable count. No, these are trolls who were singing then.
Oh, you were right, you were right, you were right, and I persuaded him.
I said it's Peer Gynt,
yes.
Or
yes.
It's Finkel's Calf.
No, Peer Gynt, it's from Peer Gynt.
My wonderful friend here, with a lifetime in opera, said, may I? Great, isn't it?
There must be a time limit to the what we can give to each question.
It's written by the very prolific composer and grocer, Grieg.
Well, since it really was a second choice, 1 out of 2. Fair enough. You got the answer. It's actually in the Hall of the Mountain King from one of the Peer Gynt suites.
Didn't ask where it was.
And we move on to opera. For 2 marks, David Franklin, in which opera would you find Catfish Row, and where is it?
Oh, you'd find it in Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin,
yes.
And it... First performance was in Boston.
No, where is Catfish Row?
Where's Catfish Row, Frank?
Well, you turn
it's
left.
In the hall.
It's in the Hall of the Mountain King.
It's in one of the southern states of America.
Yes, one of the southern states of America.
I must ask you to be precise, because there's plenty of evidence within the opera as to where it is by name. 1 and a half, anyway.
Well, I've never seen it.
Bessarabia.
Porgy and Bessarabia, thank you. 1.5 out of 2, it's on the waterfront at Charleston in South Carolina.
That's where the Charleston comes from, of course.
Yeah, that's right, South Carolina. Dennis Norton, in which opera does the leading man cry when the leading lady tries to kiss him, "Never, daughter of Sodom, never"?
It's one of the first of the protest songs. Ian, I must have a conference with my client.
I'm afraid your client is going to be absolutely no use to you here at all. My type of singer never plays the sort of part that kisses the soprano anyway.
Oh, that's the most terrible thing I ever heard.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's true.
You're skulking behind the pillar.
Honestly, basic and bass baritones, we never get the girl.
Where have you seen
her? We're a drunken monk or some endangered. The nearest we ever get to kissing the soprano is giving her a chaste kiss on the brow in Act 3 to console her for something the tenor did to her at the end of Act 2. And then, well, I mean, if this is what happens when she tries to kiss you and then you turn around and say, "Never, daughter of Sodom," well, you can't... No, I will have no part of this.
No, it's not a line you can sing with any degree of conviction at all.
Well, after all, that is a positive anticlimax to tell you that it comes from Salome by... From our...
By Julian Slade. Yes.
Richard Strauss.
Richard Strauss.
Yes. Actually, it's John the Baptist who repulses her.
So we get 1 mark? Ooh.
Yes, you get 1 mark for Richard Strauss. Ian, your turn now. When rehearsals began for the first performance of a certain Verdi opera, the leading tenor found a blank page in his part. A complete aria was missing.
A complete aria, presumably because the composer wanted to find out who was going to sing the part before he wrote the opera.
I'll give you this much hint. Because the composer knew it was going to stop the show, and he didn't want the tune to get out into the city and be sung on all the street corners before the opera was premiered.
And it was one of which Dennis once gave a very
translation. Yes, I remember that, and I've received in various lectures and concerts I've given many laughs for Dennis's line on that particular subject, but always
crediting... He doesn't know what you're talking about.
What I say. Well, it was in the very first program of My Music.
Yeah.
You were asked, "La donna è mobile," and you said the translation is, "The bird has a motorbike." You see, it's an actor-proof gag. Even I managed to get it, and it's your...
Or if it's Philistine.
So the opera was Rigoletto.
Yes.
And the aria was presumably La donna è mobile.
That's right.
Because it was going to... Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you helped me a good deal.
Well,
that,
one
so
and
I
a
don't
half.
Think I deserve more than 1 3/4.
If that, 1.5 out of 2.
Thank you very much.
In fact, you'll be glad to know the tenor got it the day before dress rehearsal, and of course it did in due course stop the show, as Verdi knew so well it would. Frank, which opera opens with the hero being chased by a huge snake, and what is his name?
The name of the opera is Adder. Sometimes mispronounced Aida. And, and what was his name? The name of the snake was Sid.
Or. Yes.
If I read this writing correctly, Magic Flute.
Well, now, one of those answers is correct.
Then, quite obviously, it's Adder.
No, Magic Flute of Arc. Who's the hero, please, who's chased by a snake?
Flute, isn't it? Tell me,
that'll do, thank you very much. Do you know his rank? Does your partner know his rank?
Corporal. What, Prince?
Prince, yes.
Prince, on the tip of my tongue.
There's your other mark for 2 marks.
Very good. We're hot on our purpose, so...
How hot are you, I'm under, on nursery rhymes, gentlemen?
Oh, I love them.
Good. I'm glad, David, because for 2 marks, what is this called?
Good old Duke of York, read 10,000 men, marched them up the hill, and marched them down again, 2 marks.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good. He
was grand old Duke
grand, the grand old Duke of York, yes. Inept military leadership, yes. 2 marks there. Dennis Norden, a nursery rhyme for you.
Behind them, little Bo Peep.
I don't think you could make that fit.
Well, I didn't twig it till halfway through, and the bit that I twigged, I think it's all.
And don't know where to find them.
Well,
now I've got a singer sitting next
to me. Make Land of Hope and Glory fit if you do.
Go on, make Land of Hope and Glory fit.
Ride a cock horse.
Ride a cock horse. Bambury Cross.
Bambury Cross.
Yeah?
Like horse, yes.
See a fine lady upon a white horse.
Well, I think one out of...
anti-Puritan nursery rhyme.
Pardon?
Yes, it's an anti-Puritan song.
It's one of these serious origins.
One of these serious undertone type nursery rhymes, yeah.
It's like the baby falling out of the... You know, down will come cradle, baby and all. Who was that? Charles the First or something, wasn't it?
I know what I don't know. I'm not venturing in.
Not to worry.
Give my little bit of show off.
Your second choice, so 1 mark out of 2, ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross, as you say. Ian's turn. The audience will kindly keep
ding still. Dong bell.
Yes.
Pussies in the well.
Well, yes.
I nearly didn't get that.
What else did you think it could possibly be?
I don't think it could be anything for a moment.
Anyway, it's right for 2 marks. And the nursery rhyme, Frank Muir.
This has undertones of domestic discord. A battle of the sexes. My wife's called Polly, and it's called Polly Put the Kettle On.
That's right, for 2 marks. Choruses now. Choruses from opera. A mark for the name and another mark for the composer, David. Composer.
Is this Italian?
Yes.
Is it Verdi?
Yes, that's 1 mark.
Is it Trovatore?
No, it's the right first 2 letters there.
Well, it's Traviata.
Yes,
all right. One and a half, I'll settle for 1 and a half.
Yes, you'll be jolly lucky. 1 and a half, all right. I'm in a generous mood today, a generous mood indeed. 1 and a half marks, it's La Traviata. We are the Matadors of Madrid, from Chorus from Act 2. Dennis Norden, your turn.
I'm instructed that it's The Gondoliers by Gilbert and Sullivan, in case there's another Gondoliers.
Yes. Yes, Sullivan did most of the composing for that team, you'll agree, I think. So, Gondoliers by Sullivan in this case. Yes, 2 marks there. Ian's turn. Ian, are you in the dressing room when that's being sung?
I'm not within a block of the theatre. German.
Yes. Foreign.
Yes, definitely German.
So it was German singing, wasn't it?
Yes, singing in German.
Yeah, but German type singing.
Yes, well. Yes, pick that up. Not Mozart. Definitely.
No. Come more up to date.
Yes, might even be Wagner.
Yes, 1 mark.
Yes, there we are.
I can help you too.
It's not the ring. It's not that type of heroic stuff that goes on there. So,
No.
It's women singing there. I suppose it might be the Meistersingers or Tannhäuser or one of those.
Rienzi.
Could be, yes.
Flying Dutchman.
Yes.
Oliver.
Doubt it. Certainly wasn't a merry widow.
Any more takers? Does the audience know any more Wagnerian operas? The Bridal Chorus from Lohengrin by Wagner. That's 1 out of 2.
Thank you.
Frank Muir's turn.
Would be he be of music indeed who didn't know this one.
You mean who had to ask his mate?
I think most listeners will agree with me that it's the Tannhäuser Chorus from Pilgrim. Yes.
By Pilgrim. Who composed it, David?
The Pilgrim's Chorus from Tannhäuser.
Well,
they were walking the other way when I heard. Wagner?
Wagner, yes. I can see no alternative to giving Wagner. You 2 marks, Frank. Yes. Thank you. From the Pilgrim's Port Chorus from Tannhäuser.
Very well.
And in this round, I give you a kind of synopsis of the subject matter of a song and then ask you for its title. For instance, if I said you were eternally indulging in a childish game with soap suds, the answer would be...
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Yes.
He's got it. The boy's got it.
2 marks are at stake and, of course, the honour of your school as well. So, David Franklin.
David posed for the picture. That's why he...
Bubbles, yes. David, your warm, inordinate affection for a mud-coloured earthenware receptacle seems to cause you amusement.
Come on. You can do it, boy.
And if you help me.
What's a brown earthenware receptacle? And don't be vulgar.
Oh, little brown jug, did I love
you? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ha ha ha. Little brown jug, don't I love thee?
Thank you. 2 marks, yes. Dennis, if Clyde had emigrated, what might have been his theme song?
My Bonnie Light Over the Ocean.
Thank you, 2 marks. Ian Wallace, you're common, old, and inebriated. Let me finish.
But answer the question.
But once a week, you own the place.
I belong to Glasgow.
Yes.
I'm only a common old whacking chap.
Yes. But on a Saturday...
Glasgow belongs to me.
You own the place. Yes, 2 marks. Thank you.
Frank,
this is a weird one if you like. If you had a large pocket and Gertrude Lawrence was falling from a plane, this song might be appropriate. Certainly it would provide amusement for a wet weekend. Gertrude Lawrence falling from a plane.
Oh, yeah. It's Catch a Falling Star.
Yes,
and put it in your pocket.
Yes.
And save it for a rainy day.
In other words, a wet weekend. 2 marks. Thank you very much. Yes. This is where I ask the team members to sing. Strictly speaking, what I want them to do is carry on singing with the words from where the music stops, but they never seem to do that. Anyway, I'll keep trying. 3 marks if you get the words and the music right when Graham Daly stops playing. David Franklin, stand by to come charging in. Here we go.
Tararabundie, 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 tararabundie.
I take it you can't remember the words.
Stephen, those are the words.
Steve, was Ian right? Ian said it could have been Some of These Days.
Well, now, very interesting you should say that, because it was Tarara Boundia as we anticipated it, and you get your 3 marks. But I dotted down a few things that could also start on those 3 notes, depending on which note of the scale you call them. Invitation to the Dance, I put down, Gazza Ladra, Some of These Days, Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody, and The Waltz from the Sleeping Beauty. And about 1,000 other tunes as well that could start on those notes, depending on key. Nice point, but still only 3.
I take it you only wanted one of those.
Yes. Better than that, I wanted the one I got from you, David. Thank you very much. Dennis Norton's turn.
Sing as we go and let the world go by, sing a song we march along the highway. Say goodbye to sorrow, there's always tomorrow to think of today. You really need a lot of mill workers behind you for that.
Well, you have one.
Not dock strikers.
Yes.
This has happened in films. As soon as you started singing,
everybody,
an orchestra would be underneath it.
Yeah.
We just sort of get thinner and thinner.
Lonelier and lonelier.
3 marks for Dennis there. Ian, there's some music for you to continue.
I dream
of something. See her tripping where the
night streams play.
Words, please, words.
Kills your
boombier.
Also, I remember the version by Spike Jones, which was I Dream of Brownie in the Light Blue Jeans.
Yes. Well, we thought we were going to get some nice singing from
you.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely.
Sorry about the words, but it's such a lovely tune, isn't it?
Yes, I know. I wonder if I would be lynched if I gave you 1.5 out of 3.
What do you think?
Let's give him more. Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Three.
Four.
Three. All right, three.
What am I bid?
Three.
Open the box.
3 marks.
Thank you very much.
3 marks for a very highly partisan audience.
Just wait till you hear this, boy. Don't shoot the glottis, he's doing his best.
A song from Frank.
And I was taken by surprise by a pair of roguish eyes.
Walking in the park one day.
Ooh, in a moment my poor heart was stole away.
In a moment my poor heart was stole away.
Well, perhaps it's better your way.
Walking in the park one day.
Do you know any more?
Tarara Boudi Air. With Jeannie and her hair. We two were standing there. We buck Wendy.
How many marks?
3.
And there we end, I'm afraid, my music for this week with a victory by 2.5 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton, and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard, and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.